you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. Hope that it's there.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Thursday, December 5th, 2017. I don't know about you, Jim, but are you getting used to saying 2017 yet? I think it usually takes like a month till you get your checks right and say, what year is it again? And probably a couple of weeks we'll be already, gosh, it's almost a month into this new year, and suddenly we'll be around Easter time, and then don't you know it's summer break, and where did 2017 go, you know? So, I don't know, I'm enjoying this new year. How about you?
You know, I am too, and I just leave the year off. I don't say anything about the year anymore. I just use the day and the month as best I can because yeah. I travel so much. I'm in different time zones.
Oh, that's
I lose track of days. What day is this? What? Yeah. And if I did one of those tests in a hospital, they go, "You're nuts."
Yeah.
What day is it? I don't know.
Your wife is really good with ESL, and I hope to recruit her very soon for our English conversation classes. But you know that phrase we use, you have a screw loose. I wonder if an international would be like, what does that mean? Is he having mechanical problems or something?
Yeah.
But anyways, I know we've sent back a few of those fun idioms.
Right.
I was going to say euphemisms, but that's something else.
Right.
But anyways, I want to alert our listeners before we continue our discussion on nutrition, some of your faith journey, and how God seemingly is raising you and Dr. Alex up to be a part of a Wellness Tuesday program, probably a series of Tuesdays where we cover things about nutrition and breathing and movement, ways that we can get our body in order or have our body operate proficiently
right.
or usefully along with the spiritual side of growth and development and proper care and proper eating habits. But I want to point out that in less than 16 days, actually on the 20th of this month, Friday, January 20th from 4 to 8 p.m., and then Saturday the 21st from 9 to 2 p.m., it's going to be the Great News Radio Grand Opening Open House. So it's the first time that we'll invite all of our listeners to come out to our new center here at Lincoln Square, much more than just a center location. It houses our new studios, our office area. It's our gathering place, and we're going to have gifts and prizes and treats and snacks and live music. A lot of reasons for you to come out along with the great fellowship with the world's greatest listening family, the Great News Radio listener. We'll have a lot of good times together, and you can see what God is doing through this new center and some of the unique programs that are being launched, including, quite possibly in a few weeks, a wellness consultation that'll happen. We're still praying up the specifics and how it would work, but I know Dr. Jim and Dr. Alex both have great intentions to help you maximize your life here on planet Earth, physically and spiritually. They are both faithful followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, but they both have expertise and insights into nutrition and movement and breathing and different facets that will allow us to take better care of our bodies so that we can be more effective for the Lord, because we'll be healthy and live longer. And so if the Lord tarries, then there's a reason that he has you around today, and we want to have you taking care of your body through nutritional aspects, through eating habits, and so much more. And so maybe a little bit today we can get Dr. Jim to give us some insights into two or three things that you can even do this very day. But if you were tuned in yesterday for the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends, you heard some of Dr. Jim's testimony, some of his faith journey, how he grew up aware of the scriptures, aware that there's a God, but didn't really understand that whole connection of following the Lord Jesus Christ and what it meant that he shed his blood on behalf of Jim personally, that he shed his blood on behalf of you tuned in today, that he cared that much. Well, Jim had the hound dog of heaven, as they say, hounding him through a number of different people, through priests picking him up as he was hitchhiking, through individuals in restaurants, a waitress saying, oh, are you a follower of Jesus? Yeah, I'm an American. No, there's much more than that. And then attending a tech conference, a retreat? What was that?
It's a weekend retreat for teens and Counter Christ.
And then that kind of really launched you into, okay, Lord Jesus, I don't have all the doctrine down. I don't have all this great understanding of biblical knowledge and verses, but I'm trusting that you're sovereign, that you care, that you died for me, and I'm going to do my best to follow. And so we kind of yesterday left it where you were at this conference, you saw this blonde-haired, skinny, attractive woman playing the guitar. You thought to yourself, I wish I could play the guitar, but I sure kind of like her. And then you connected, started talking, started dating. I think within about a year, you two were married.
We were. And then she went down to Southern with me. We had another year or so of school. And then I wanted to go into the ministry. I just did. You know, I got my nutrition degree. I want to use it somewhere in the ministry. And so we had InterCristo, which is kind of a Christian job placement thing. And so we're praying about it, and I'm thinking, oh, God, what am I supposed to do? And so I don't recommend this, but I use direction somehow. This way, I threw the Bible open, stuck my finger in it, it says, go therefore that they may know that I am God. Okay. And so we went into the ministry, and we worked in San Francisco with His Way. And we put a Bible in every home in San Francisco, not myself personally, but over a 10-year period or so, the ministry did. Mm-hmm. And so we would just spend, I'd spend my days walking the streets, going to every door, passing out Bibles, and then we'd spend the evenings, afternoons going to the university, and then we go to the strip show areas on Friday nights, and we're standing on the streets, and the barkers are there trying to call us in. We're calling the people over here. Listen to us. And then we took a little survey. And so
now, is this the late 70s or early 80s? What?
Late 70s.
Okay,
yeah.
Late 70s.
Into the late 70s.
And Rosie, is she fired up Christian, sold out?
Street evangelism
for many people, that's really hard to do.
She is not the street evangelist one. She was a secretary at the ministry and worked in the ministry. And one day, it was the Chinese New Year, and it was the year of the Lamb. So we made up 100,000 pamphlets on the year of the Lamb, the year of the Ram, Jesus is the Lamb. And so we were passing out. We each got like 5,000 of them to pass out. So we're going down the street. It's just jammed with people, you know, 10 people thick. And I'm going,
this is
read
in California.
About this. This is in California, San Francisco, right downtown. Okay. We're passing out this stuff in Chinese New Year in Chinatown. And Rosie isn't the, she's the quiet, sit down, explain how everything works.
One-on-one.
One-on-one. Yeah. And so she's with me. And I'm saying, read about the year of the Lamb. I'm passing out these things. I learned that day that when someone says no, it just means no for them. But if the next person heard him say no, then they say no, no, no. So if someone says no, I skip five people and I start again. Read about the year of the Lamb. Yes! And when as soon as one person says yes, we can't hand them out fast enough. And so Rosie gave me all of hers, too. And so we walked along together and we passed out all these pamphlets. And so I ran the food service for them and I, you know, helped prepare it and cook stuff. And
oh, so you were doing your nutrition background.
I did it. To get my nutrition degree, I ended up there running the foods thing for the ministry, but then also ministered.
Wow. And then when did your three children come along? How much further after that?
You know, I learned, too, that it's dangerous because you get what you say. And so I always said, we're not going to have kids for 5 years.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, 5 years came. So the first son was born 3 days off of our fifth anniversary.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, many people will say this to God, God, I'll serve anywhere but Japan. And next thing you know, you're in Japan. And so I was thinking, as soon as you said that, in 5 years, the Lord, with his divine sense of humor, the next day, hey, I think I'm pregnant. So it was 5 years, though.
It was 5 years, almost to the day when our first child was born. And so it's been fun, too. We had two kids, and now we have two daughter-in-laws and four great-grandchildren.
Wow. And I know recently you were celebrating your Christmas, your delayed Christmas celebration, I think, this past Sunday, I think, because they could all come in or something. Now, you still live locally. I think we mentioned that yesterday. But you have a house in the island.
Have it in South Padre Island, Texas.
Padre.
It's a little resort area right on the tip of Texas right before you get to Mexico. And it's nice because it's warm all the time there. And when people want to be there in the summer, we don't want to be there. Right. And when people want to be there and pay the big money, we don't go. So we go when nobody else wants to be there, which is spring and fall.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yesterday we were talking a little about praying up this new Wellness Tuesday, a series of programs on Tuesday that deal with nutrition or movement, unique ways that people can take care of their body or just simply breathing. And Dr. Alex is going to have some expertise and insight on that.
Right.
Your field of study has been nutrition, eating habits, portion control.
Right.
Various things. And so I want to address that in a few more minutes just to give some people some tips. With this being a new year and people really thinking, how can I be conscientious on certain things? Or some people already feel day four into this new year, I've already failed, and then they just give up on the whole year. And we don't want you to do that. You can start anew. You know what? The Lord's mercies are new every morning.
Right.
So
right.
We can start again. But through divine appointments and God orchestrating situations and circumstances, you met up with Alex. We mentioned that yesterday, Dr. Alex Zachariah from the same area as Ravi Zachariah. Many of our listeners are very familiar with his program. But he approached me and said, you know, I have a concept and some ideas, and maybe Great News Radio could host in your center where we could come and share some consultations on wellness. You know, when I get people sharing ideas, many times there's a motivation behind it. It's either making money or pitching their book or selling CDs. And what I appreciate about both of you, and I can tell our listeners, I've really kind of vetted both of you on this. I really wanted to know, come on, really, why do you want to do this? Why do you want to help? I mean, what are you going to gain? And both of you, and I know especially Dr. Alex, being a missionary, and a missionary's heart, he's never really looked at making money.
Right.
You fortunately have made some money, and
right,
God has taken care of you, so you don't need the money.
Right.
But you have a real heart for helping people understand how to take care of their body. Mm. And you just said, Mark, this is just something. I have some time. I'm retired, even though I'm working harder than I've ever worked.
Right.
But you're also making more money you've ever made.
Yeah.
But you felt like this is a service that I can offer to the Great News Radio listeners. And if I can use some of my expertise or knowledge or background insights into nutrition, I'm freely available part of the time when I'm not traveling to be here and to be a part of the, if you will, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends with our Wellness Tuesday, but also to maybe offer some consultation or words of wisdom or insights.
Sure.
When people come to our center, and we'll probably define certain hours or days of the week or when that'll all happen. We're still praying that up. It's all very new. But for our listener, why again are you going to help Great News Radio, or why do you want to help them with understanding nutrition?
You know, I give probably one talk a week around the country and world on nutrition, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm right here in town. Mm-hmm. When I'm here, why don't I try and do something? When I was the chair of the School of Family and Consumer Sciences down at Eastern, my secretary sent out a message to like 50 churches and said, if you want to have a free meeting, one church responded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, I think, God, I'll keep making myself available to the local places where I am as my time permits, because he pays me huge amounts of money to go out and give these lectures.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like to give back. And why not, when I have the time, I'm here because of grandchildren. I thought I'd be able to leave.
Yes.
But as soon as the grandchildren came along, they grab you and they pull you back in.
And he's talking about the difference between living in warm Texas.
Exactly right.
Versus cold.
That's right.
Going through our last winter and these icy days.
Yeah. And so when I'm here, I'm happy to do that. And I hope we can do some things on the radio and maybe locally have people come in, maybe have some even presentations where we bring groups in and give talks on specific things about nutrition.
Well, that's one of the things as I've prayed up, and the listeners have kind of walked this through with me these 6 months. Actually, maybe it's been about a year where I've thought out and shared maybe some of the concepts or ways God could use the Great News Radio Center. We didn't know what that center would look like, where it would be located, but I love that it's right in the heart of Champaign-Urbana, that it's at the crossroads. I think Alex loved that we're in the crossroads. I mean,
right,
there's people that walk by. As we're doing this program now, people are walking by the front doors, and we thought if we had a sign, free wellness consultations, come on in. And I can't think of anything better than to have Christians, you know, that fragrance of Christ, when you have the general public being exposed to it. Just now, why are you offering this consultation free?
Yeah.
Like, what's in it for you? Why are you doing this? Well, I have some expertise, and if it lends itself where you could say, I'm a believer, I'm a follower of Jesus, and it's a way of serving the world at large or something, and, you know, that kind of can pique their interest where maybe they want to know a little more, well, what do you mean you're a Christian? What does that mean? And, you know, who knows how those conversations God can divinely orchestrate, but the fact that we can maybe offer that in this great location here at Lincoln Square where people are walking by, and then for our listeners, you know, that are so faithful in supporting the station or witnessing or sharing or living for Christ, to learn how they can take better care of themselves or some nutrition tips or portion controls or how to defeat obesity. And I know you have a new book that's going to be out maybe any day, maybe it's online today. Rosie's working hard behind the scenes, you know, last minute editings and putting it, you know, on the internet and eventually available at Amazon or other places.
It should be on Amazon very shortly, in the next couple of days.
Okay, and then we'll probably probably have copies maybe mm-hmm. when they're actually printed here at the center. But maybe for a listener that's kind of tuned in, they heard your testimony yesterday, they're like, well, gosh, I want to know more about healthy eating or eating mindfully, if you will. What would be a couple takeaways today that you could, what do we say, grease the skids or you could plant a few seeds, you know, get them kind of interested. And then maybe as we formally announce a wellness night where people can come and hear you, or we do that wellness right. consultation where they can come and talk with Dr. Alex here at the center. What are some things or topics maybe in the coming days that we can address or reference?
Right. Well, I've been looking at this now for 20, 25 years and studying why we eat the things we do. So the main talk I give when I'm out around the country is food psychology, mm-hmm. why we eat more than we think we do. And people come to me for years now, at least 40 years, people have been coming in, mostly women that say, I am fat. I have no choice. I've been on every diet. People have tried things. There is no hope for me. What a horrible thing in life to be hopeless. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the thing is, it's not true. I learned 2 Corinthians 10:5 when I was in the ministry back in the 70s. We're casting down imaginations mm-hmm. and every high thing raised up against the knowledge of God, taking every thought captive to obey Christ. And so when people come in my office and say, I can't lose weight, that's a lie. We're casting down images and pictures mm-hmm. that raise themselves up against God's knowledge, which says, and I like going back to the very beginning, Genesis 1:29. And God said, behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that's on the surface of the earth, and every tree which there is fruit yielding seed, it shall be food for you. God has a plan. Mm-hmm. He really does. And what's bad with our diet now? It's only things that we have done to it. Really, you can eat pretty much anything the way God created it, and you're going to do pretty good. What's bad? Things that don't have any fiber, we took it out. What's bad? Things that have too much sugar that we've added in. Fat, people would say fat's bad. Fat's not bad. Trans fat was bad. Where did that come from? Mm-hmm. We created it, you know? And so trans fat is probably the thing that got us off into the whole fat thing in the first place. And who made it? We did. We put it into Crisco, into margarine. And my mother used to make things with Crisco. It's glistening white. It's pure as mother's milk. It's wonderful. It's Crisco. And she would make Crisco and everything. Biscuits, gravy, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, Crisco. Well, not really, but, you know, she didn't go that far.
We're giving them a good word picture for this morning.
That's right. But, you know, we would eat Crisco all the time. It was almost half trans fat. So the worst thing we've had in our diet probably that we've created is trans fat, and we had huge chunks of it in the 40s, in the 50s, in the 60s, and now we're finally getting rid of it.
Yeah.
Well, let me just say then that some of the things you can do, one of the things we look at is little things that tell us how much we're eating that are outside of us. My daughter-in-law came to me one day and said, Dad, there's something stupid about you in Better Homes and Gardens. Well, what does it say? Dr. Painter
wait,
says...
Wait, say that again? Your daughter says there's what?
There's something stupid written about you.
Oh, it's written about you.
About me? Something that I said. And she said, Dr. Painter says little candies are evil. Yeah, what else? That's pretty much it. Sounds like smoking's bad, yeah. cussing's bad. Yeah. Little candies are evil, says Dr. Painter. It sounds like you're hunting him out. And I said, no, what I said was, if you have a candy bar that's 4 inches long or 3 inches long or 2 inches long, you eat the whole bar. And right. When you finish the bar... You don't eat another bar. What told you you were done? The bar's gone. And so I said, little tiny candies are little tiny bite-sized things. You eat 5, 10, 15 in the morning, 30, 40, 50 yeah, in the yeah. afternoon, 120 at the end of the day. And you go, you know what? I fasted all day. I just had a couple of candies. Yeah. And so those little things don't tell you how much you've had. So there's visual cues, pictures, that tell you when you're done. And if we understand what those things are telling us, we can use those things to our advantage and to eat less.
You know, I was thinking about the candy bars because sometimes I've eaten the miniatures.
Right.
And I justify, like Holly said, well, how many are you going to have? Because I'll grab like a handful. I said, hey, it still only makes up just one candy bar, you know. But, you know, in essence, I'm probably eating more than I would have had I had just the one, you know, 1.5 ounce or something.
Exactly.
I know another thing that I learned once, and maybe you've written on this, but they said sometimes if you decrease the size of the plate they eat your food on, because we have the tendency, we have this big plate, so we load it with food, so we probably tend to load it with more food than we would ordinarily eat. So if we had a smaller plate, our tendency may be to have less food on it, which would help maybe with our portion controls. But I thought that was kind of an interesting insight. And then recently I read something about you should have an established place to eat.
Right.
Instead of like running around or fast food or eating in the car or whatever, because you're not relaxed when you're eating. If like I eat so many meals through the drive-thru or
right.
on my way over the other day to the center, I stop by Jimmy John's and, you know, so I can eat the chips as I'm driving and then I eat the sandwich at the stoplights. And I thought that's probably not healthy eating because my body's probably saying, Mark, we don't like you forcing this food into us in between stoplights. And, you know, I'm sure maybe in the days ahead we'll talk about some specific routines
right.
that we should get on or portion controls.
Right.
And maybe one other tip for our listener that's on their way to work today and we're in the fourth day of this new year and they're like maybe feeling uncertain about whether it's even worthwhile to try something.
You know, and so one thing you touched on, which is really good, and I'm in Italy one time, one of the kids is walking, eating a watermelon, and the Italian said, that's really gross. What? They're walking and eating. Right. That's gross. Really? Yeah, and they'll have a cup of coffee. They'll sit down, sip, 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 and get up and go. But they sit and eat. Yeah. To walk and move and eat was gross to them. And I thought, that's interesting. I eat that way every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do. And so the idea of not walking and eating or not eating while you're being distracted by something else is just a bad idea. You don't want to eat in front of a TV. You don't want to eat while you're walking, going to the store. Sit down, have a time where you eat and eat. And don't be distracted because you eat more.
That's interesting. And I'm thinking you might even enjoy your food more if you eat and look
you
at
really
it
do.
And take your time. And that's the focus instead of, I was thinking how oftentimes I multitask. You know, you try to fit in as much as you can. I'm working, I'm signing thank yous, I'm eating, I'm answering the call, whatever it is, all at the same time and probably not good on the system.
Throwing food into multitasking is a bad idea.
Yeah, I could be a master at that. So break that habit. Help me in this new year. I hope, listener, you're benefiting from tuning in for today, the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. If you missed Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, on Monday and Tuesday, we had Dr. Alan Zachariah. He shared some of his life story, his faith journey, and some of the ways you can better equip your body through breathing, through movement. And then yesterday and today, we had Dr. Jim Painter, and I appreciate him. And a little shout out to his wife, Rosie, who's going to help out with our conversational English class. I don't know if she knows that yet, but I'm recruiting her into the team, and we'll have her on a future broadcast to share some of her faith journey and life story. Don't forget about our grand opening open house on Friday, January 20th and the 21st, 4 to 8 p.m. on Friday, and then 9 to 2 p.m. on Saturday. We'll have games and prizes and treats and live music and food and healthy food, healthy portions too.
You
and you're all invited. More to say about that in the coming days. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.